Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay-Green 1-cubic-foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
This is the Fantasy Baseball Prospect Podcast, Prospect One. Hello, friends. It's Chris Welsh, who you can find on Twitter at IsItTheWelsh, same as the Instagram, and over at InThisLeague.com. Oh, boy. This week, that's right, prospect updates, dynasty updates. I've been working on them, and they are coming later this week. And what's even more exciting is you're going to have some of my adjustments throughout this month, really going into the next update as well, that are going to have complex level stuff because it is complex season, which we'll talk about in a second. But go to InThisLeague.com if you want to go on the Patreon. You can get in the GroupMe rooms, hang out. You're supporting Prospect One. Deeply appreciate. But also if you just, you don't want like the dynasty or prospect list, that's where it is, InThisLeague.com. On the episode today, we got the Prospect 10. We're going to be breaking down complex leagues. And of course, we is me and Tim Kanak. That's right. Fantasy Ace Ball. Tim, we are ready to complex it. FCL, ACL, both actually underway. We're doing like a preview of it, but they happened on Saturday, which was weird. I still don't understand. Why would you start on Saturday to immediately then have the day off on Sunday? But I don't know, whatever. That's not how it used to be, but they also moved this entire thing up. But yes, complex has moved up, and we are on both sides of it. So I don't know if you plan to hit some. I'm going to actually hit some tonight, but we're going to be previewing the complex leagues and our prospect 10. I was about to say our prospect Tims, but Tim, are you ready to talk about this complex stuff? Have you made a decision on the first complex team that you're going to hit? And I think it's going to be your first ever complex stuff this year.
Yeah, I haven't been. And I think, I don't know, is it because of Cinco de Drinco? They literally like took a day off. They're like,
wait the next day. That's the thing. It's usually it's on like a Monday or Tuesday. Like just don't start it on a Saturday and then yeah, have Cinco de Mayo and then start on Monday. I would be used to today as we're recording this on the 6th. This would be the day that you would start on a fresh week. So it's just a weird clerical dumb thing that I just don't understand. But yeah, okay. So you've never hit complex before, which I think is fun and exciting that you haven't, because complex is so unique and weird if people don't understand it, because it's like 90% of these places, they're not friendly to you not knowing what's going on. Like it's not like a big sign, come down here to watch the complex. Some are, you can figure it out pretty quick with Camelback Ranch out here. If you're lucky and they play in a stadium, there you go. You got nothing to worry about. But a lot of these places, you have to do the scary thing and you got to kind of walk around like you know what you're doing. Like the Padres, you have to walk through the player parking lot through the facility to get back there. But that is the procedure of how to do it. But no one tells you. You're like, you don't usually get like rosters ahead of time, schedules you got to find online. It's such a weird world, complex ball, because it's just literally the teams, coaches, players, and you. There's like no facility people really. And you just get out there and you kind of do your whole thing. But it can be weird if you've never done it before. And you're going to kind of get to experience that just
walking around like, you know, the cock of the walk. You know, it's going to, I'm excited for you to have to go through that. And you're going to be like, what the hell, where the hell am I? What am I doing? But no one will stop you. And you get to see these dudes.
Yeah. I did a little like pre-scouting because I went to an A-ball game. Yeah, I did. Exactly. I went to an A-ball game on Thursday and it was Cardinals and Tortugas, like the A-ball teams. And I talked to you a little bit that I saw Chase Davis and Cabrera and a couple other guys. But yeah, I was just like walking around the stadium trying to figure out, okay, so how do where are they doing it? Like, how do I get back there? Like I mentioned to you off air that they're doing some construction here in Jupiter because they were supposed to like rip the stadium down and build a new one during the off season, but they had construction issues or whatever. So they kind of like half started. So you have like green fences all over the place. So it's just kind of like a labyrinth of construction crap that I'm going to have to walk through. But you know what? I have construction companies. So if anything, all I have to do is just throw on one of my shirts, one of my hats and be like, I'm supposed to be here, right? Like
sometimes
I'm here building some stuff. So
yeah, that's what you have to do. You just hope that there's some clear path and gates that you're not trying to like sneak in the back to do it. But then you hang and you get to watch these guys. By the way, on your video, how did Chase Davis look? Because he looked a little bigger to me than I remember in your video. I was like, did he gain weight? That's not great. And he's still playing in low A, which I hate. And it just, I don't know, man. I tried to be defensive personally because of how high I was, but I don't know if things are looking good on Chase Davis's side.
He looked pretty good when I saw him. Like I had a good look at him. He looked pretty athletic. Nice swing, right? He went from first, he scored on a first to home. So he's got some wheels and I think he had a single, a walk. And then I had to leave in like the seventh or eighth because I had one of my kids with me and they were freaking out. But yeah, he looked pretty good. And then Cabrera didn't look too good.
Who was it? Was it against the Reds? Was it Ricardo Cabrera? Oh, Ricardo Cabrera. Okay.
And like I was excited to see him. He was leading off, but he kept swinging at the first pitch. So like he was making contact and just like first pitch out like every single time. So I feel like I barely saw him. And then Ariel Almonte, this dude is huge. He's got like 9 homers in A ball already, and that's all he does. Like I think I was looking at him this week. He had 4 hits. He was like 4 for 18, and all 4 hits were bombs. And that dude is like, when I saw him, I was just like, oh my God, this guy's humongous. Like I thought he's gonna be bigger. I looked him up after and he said he's only like 6'4", but just being on the field, like he looked bigger than that. And he's like in shape too. He's not just like, oh, a big schlubby dude or whatever, like we were talking about before. But that guy, he might be someone to watch, even though he strikes out a ton too, just because power is fun.
Well, I love the breakdowns. That's good. I mean, tonight is going to be, I believe I'm going to try to do it. Hopefully I don't get pushed aside, but I'm going to try to get to my first of the season, watch plenty, but in person, I haven't been because Complex doesn't, I didn't do extended spring training. And that's the really scary stuff where you're just sitting back there, just being a weirdo when nothing even sanctioned is going on. But I'm going to try to get over and get to a couple of them this week. So hopefully have some reports on some of the players we're going to talk about, because that's what we're going to do to open up the show here is we're going to be giving you a preview. I did a James on RotoWire a little bit earlier in the week, but give you a preview of some of the top prospects that we're going to be paying attention to out here in both of these sides. And as James and I talked about, the Arizona Complex League is a little bit more flush with talent. Though I'm seeing video of a guy you don't have on this list. I had talked about on there, Brainer Guerrero with the Rays, who already looked good. We're getting some people that are putting out some video on them, but the Arizona side is a little bit more flush with talent, whether you know, it's a lot of the Dominican guys that are finally getting kind of their first run. There's a couple draft guys that are out there. So I've got like a top 10 list of the prospects. You've got, it looks like a top 6, and we're going to just throw out some other names. And reminder that some of these, you know, we have one game underway, and when you're listening to this, there might be 2, but these are like the top prospects that we're paying attention to. So let's start with the Arizona Complex League. And I don't know if there's like a, I did kind of do this in an order, though I could probably argue with myself on adjusting. It's really about the 10 being on here, but I put Felden Selston at number 1. I think clearly he's like the biggest name. I'll just say number 2, Rainer Arias. those are probably like the two big dogs that are sitting out there for everybody. But I believe Rainer's injured right now, and it's going to take a tiny bit of time before he starts up. I could be wrong about that. But Fallon Sellston played in his first game. He hit two, and he was at shortstop. I believe he had two hits, a walk already. I've told you he has physically looked bigger from the. I saw him last year in spring, 2 years ago in spring training, up until, or maybe it was instructs, and then up until this year where he was full time here during spring training. And now he is going to be, you know, doing his thing. And we saw the Mariners, they held for a while. Last year they had Michael Arroyo, they had Lazaro Montes, and then they held those guys here for quite some time. I kind of expect them to do the same with Fallon Sellston. Any thoughts on Fallon? We're not going to do full breakdowns on every single one of these. I'm going to kind of go through them, but you know, Fallon is the top guy.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like wake up, brush teeth, Baconate with a breakfast Baconator. Roll with the sausage breakfast burrito. Buddy it up with a honey buddy. Or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes. And then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says
in this league.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In this league. Oh.
What is it going to take for you to get excited as somebody that is more of a proximity-based player like that? This is your biggest struggle. Complex level is not to say it's not your jam, but it definitely doesn't feed the enjoyment of this year or the satisfaction of production this season. These guys are quite a bit away. And the best case scenario is maybe they get to high A, but it's most likely to low A. But thoughts on Fallon Sellston?
Yeah, I think it's mostly just I want to see tools and I want to see like not atrocious plate skills. Those are like the main things that I'm looking for at this level, because you'll see guys who just blow up these complex leagues sometimes, or DSL, they'll just blow up and then they disappear, right? You're like, oh, that guy looks awesome. He's going to be the next Wander or whoever. And then they just, once they hit A ball or high A or whatever, they kind of just like sink into mediocrity. So I think the main thing to watch for is just look for who has the biggest, loudest, most fun tools. And then who is also like showing at least restraint and not striking out 30% of the time or whatever. Like, who can take some walks if they've got the tools and they have somewhat decent plate discipline. Then what I do is I just kind of put them on a list and I'm like, okay, these are guys to watch for. I'm going to check these names here. And then once they get higher up into different levels, we'll learn more about them because they're going to be facing better pitching. So I feel like for some reason, the complex league, the pitching is usually not good, but you will get, sometimes you'll get like the injured guys coming back and working back. And those might be the best pitchers that they're going to face. Like you mentioned that you might see Johnny Cueto, which is fun.
Yeah. Johnny Cueto I think he's into a rehab start here. Eduardo Rodriguez is going to do it. Paul Sewald actually pitched, I think, on Saturday in complex. 100% happened. That's how complex is and is weird in it, but it's not like, I don't know how to say this. It's not like an unknown reason why pitching isn't good here. Because what usually happens is like you'll get guys that are just kind of like tapered and slow rolled, and then they just go to a ball. Like I remember Blake Walston stands out to me. When Blake Walston got drafted, he just hung out and he never pitched here and he didn't do anything. And then he did the off season and they jumped to a ball. Chase DeLauder, another prime example. He was here. He was with the complex team all the time, but he didn't do anything last year. So it is usually untethered, you know, like Dominican or just unseasoned pitchers that are working through like big fastball secondaries that have bad command. Like that's kind of like the MO. And then you'll get like a Dylan Lesko that pitches and stuff like that. But these are offensive based leagues. These are more, that's why it's like Dominican Summer League is the Wild West, because the offensive numbers are absolutely just through the roof. And then Arizona Complex or Florida Complex, it's a little bit simmered down because pitching is a little bit better, more hands-on on the stateside coaching, but it's still poor pitching, you know? So like walk numbers don't really mean a whole bunch, and you want to pay attention to like, yeah, who does tap into the big massive power. I love watching doubles out here, you know, stuff like that. But like if a guy has a 15% walk rate, that might not mean that much, especially if it's like a 28% strikeout rate. The walks are just because of really bad pitches. But that's why siphoning through like how Fellman is going to produce, I'm there to watch like what are the swings look like, what are the takes looks like. Like that was something I didn't love about Sebastian Walcott, was just his pitch selection. But that just takes time, and that's starting to click a little bit. Rainer Arias, number two, very physically gifted. This is going to be another really exciting player to see. And he was it Jeff on this show? I don't remember, but I mean, there's a lot of buzz about Rainer ready to take the big next step. These are two guys that float around like top 100 values for a lot of people. I'm not sure a ton of these other players do, but Rainer's got the ability to like really fly. Any thoughts on Rainer before I kind of burn through some of these others?
No, not really. I mean, I'm excited to see, you know, to get some video of some of these guys too, because, you know, you mentioned that a lot of these guys are coming from the Dominican side, and a lot of the video that they have is just kind of like hype videos and stuff that they made or their agencies made themselves. And of course, there's not anything raw, so you're not going to ever find anything like bad in those videos that's going to actually tell you something about them. So it's just nice to finally get some like real good raw video on some of these
guys. That's actually what kills me too, is my phone, my space, is because like I like to do full at bats, and then I usually will only post like the highlighted stuff, but then I like to go back and just kind of look at selection and, you know, what was their approach and did they get eaten up and stuff like that. And that you're right, that is what we're going to get out of these. Number three, another Giants player, Walker Martin, who is older for the league. I have to assume injuries was kind of the big thing that's held him back in being here. James was kind of questioning why he's here, but he might end up being the biggest fantasy talent out of this group. And you would hope and expect that he's going to kind of dominate here, going to 4 and 5, and then we'll do a check-in with you. Royals, Ramon Ramirez. He's a catcher. He's lauded for the bat. I've actually seen him of all these players here. He is one of really only three that I have like full on seen in person. I've seen him multiple times. He's thinned out a little bit, which I like. He's got a good approach. You can see where the future raw power is. He isn't a giant guy, but Ramon Ramirez is definitely one of the big top prospects out here. And Robert Colas with the Rockies. That's another one of those big Dominican League numbers. A lot of people excited about him. I gotta be honest with you, he's actually one of the just more personal, I'm excited to see players. But Robert Colas, I'm going to pull this up here. Last year in the Dominican Summer League, 7 homers, 6 stolen bases, hitting .325, 20% K percentage, 11% walk rate. We'll see what that goes. But he had an overall 3.45 slash out there. And in his first game, he did score 3 runs because he walked. He walked once and he had a couple doubles. He had 2 doubles actually in his first game out. So really good performance to start. So Colas, Ramirez, and Walker Martin. Any thoughts you want to add?
Yeah, Walker Martin is a big name. Like a lot of people have been talking about him and have wanted to see him since he was drafted. And he's just kind of been like
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like wake up, brush teeth. Baconate with a breakfast baconator. Roll with the sausage breakfast burrito. Buddy it up with a honey buddy. Or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes. And then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
I don't know. Was he hurt last year because he didn't make an appearance, or is that just a developmental thing where they held him? I'd be curious to find that out.
I think he was hurt.
Yeah. Because sometimes these guys get hurt and then you don't hear anything about it. Like, they might get hurt and then you hear they're hurt, but then you never hear, like, how hurt were they? What happened to them or whatever? But Ramon Ramirez is a guy that I had been eyeballing. Interesting. Like, he just destroyed the DSL. 8 homers, 6 steals.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, fellas, here's how it works. $15 for a...
In this league.
What's his...
In this league.
If you have to ask, big man, you can't afford it.
Another three... He had not even 3-4-5, 3-4-6 slash line. Walked more than he struck out as a catcher. Like, that's something that when you see that, you're like, ooh, okay, is this guy going to stick a catcher? Is he going to move off? Like, are the steals real? Is it, you know, that's something that's going to stick? So that's something I'd like to see this year at Complex, to see, you know, if some of this stuff transitions over.
I believe this is one of two starting pitchers. The only starting pitcher, well, I'm sorry, I have two and then you have another, but like, that deserves to be here. Probably the most exciting of the young pitchers is Jeter Martinez, number 6 with the Seattle Mariners. And I'm actually very disappointed because he pitched on Saturday. So I'm going to have to go and line myself up and figure out, is it, you know, Friday or Thursday with the day off, or I'm sorry, Friday or Saturday, which day does he pitch again? Sometimes these guys will also pitch on their same days. They'll just own a day. So it's possible he could always be the Saturday one. But Jeter Martinez, who Jeff Ponce talked about, made his debut, went 3. He's got a big fastball. He's got a nice changeup. I'm very excited to see what the slider looks like as far as how he's commanding it. And the hope would be he could kind of demolish some guys out here. So Jeter Martinez is going to be the exciting pitcher. Jumping over to number 8, I'm skipping 7 here, is just the other pitcher is Brock Porter. It's probably not a good thing. They didn't announce it as a developmental thing, but they just sent him down. And Porter is getting a little too old. He's had a little lack of production. And I thought there were some really good early signs. So I'm not sure what's going on. This might be similar. I've seen the Rangers use the developmental list more than maybe any other team. They did it with Rocker. They did it with Leiter. They didn't say that this is what this is, but it might be. I don't know. I didn't see an injury, but Brock Porter's out here. So I'm not sure at what extent that's going to be. So those are kind of the two pitchers that are going to be out here. The other names, Eduardo Quintero, who, again, this could be a top 50 prospect by the end of this season. He is actually one of the more physically gifted players on this list as well. I saw him during minor league spring training playing with the low A team, but he ended up staying out here. He has got a great bat. And then I'm going to stop before I get to number 10 with Welbin Francisco, who is another top international prospect. Again, this is a big international list of guys: Calaz, Ramirez, Rainer, Felnin, Welbin. You know, Welbin is a smaller guy with an explosive bat. And I've seen a lot of those guys out here, and I'm excited to see, like, where, you know, where the bat path goes. Like, how does this play in real game stuff? Is a lot of ground ball stuff? Is a lot of like launched attack angles? You know, how is he going to tap into a smaller frame? than a few other of these guys. Anything you want to add to any of those, Quintero, some of the pitchers, Welbin, and then I'm going to talk about number 10.
Yeah, I think I'm just kind of with you on the theory of like kind of loading up on hitters and like really putting the emphasis on hitters here. And a part of that too is just from a scouting perspective. Like if you're checking out a complex and most of the video you're going to get is from behind home plate somewhere, it's not going to be from behind the pitcher. And if you're used to kind of like watching pitchers, you know, from behind the pitcher, you know, from bird's eye or whatever, it's kind of tough to actually like change your mindset and be like, okay, now I'm seeing these pitches from behind home plate until you really like see it. You really have to get a lot of experience checking out video from behind home plate, or actually being there is, you know, a lot better. But if you're behind home plate, you can see the movement. But if you're like to the side and you're trying to watch the hitters, you can't, you're not getting an eye at all on the pitcher. So if you go, you're like, okay, I'm going to watch this pitcher versus hitter. And then you're watching open side of the hitter or something like that. You're not even going to know where the pitches are hitting in the zone because you're going to be watching the hitter. So it makes it a little tough to kind of like evaluate both at the same time. And I think like, it's just someone who watches a lot of games and has experience watching games and watching video and stuff like that more than the in-person side of things. It's a completely different mindset to try to evaluate pitchers from behind the plate.
It's going to be very interesting actually kind of following along with like your path for this year. That'll be an interesting side mission as far as Prospect One goes, because that's something I've done so much of. I've been doing for so long at aggressive stents of watching guys from different angles through a fence for a long time and being able to, you know, try to figure out and decipher, you know, who those players are hitting and pitching. And we're going to get to kind of experience that with you. So it'd be exciting to kind of hear your takes on that as we go. The last one is Braylon Morrell with the Texas Rangers. And not that Morrell deserves some big special case or anything like that, but I had put this note for myself. Were there any like star teams or any loaded teams in the complex league? It's just not like it was before. It's not like it was back in the day, you know, with the Giants, it was the Palmeiras and Matos and, you know, Luis Toribio and all these guys. There's less of that. But I started to write the Giants because they might have Walker Martin and Rainer Arias, which is awesome. But then when I dug in, I think it's the Rangers. The Rangers are kind of a loaded team. Braylon Morrell, top prospect, fascinating.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, in this league.
Look at us. Look at us. Huh? Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me. Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
Pablo Guerrero. Yes. A Guerrero, Vladimir Guerrero's other son, is playing for the Texas Rangers, and he had 3 hits in his pro debut. You've also got Yermy Cabrera, who's a really solid bat, and I'm completely forgetting the other guy. They got like 4, they're like 4 guys deep. Plus, you got Brock Porter that's going out there. You're going to have some major league rehabbers. Wyatt Langford's probably going to come out here and rehab. You're going to see Josh Young at some point. Rocker is hanging around. They've got veteran leadership. If you remember DJ Peters, DJ Peters, a former Dodger prospect, he's out there. It's an interesting space that the Rangers are in, and the Rangers put out some pretty good complex league teams, and they might keep throwing that out, but they've got a pretty star-studded outfield between Cabrera, Morrell, and Guerrero. So I'm going to be really honed in on them. And hopefully the most exciting part about all of this is not just the names that I present to you, but it's also the guys that pop up. Aketri Vargas was a player that was a huge pop-up from last year with the Texas Rangers. He ended up having like 11 homers. Wasn't anybody a guy that anyone was talking about. Jarrell Perez, who everyone's getting excited about, was not on anyone's list last year. He was the bottom of all the Dodger prospects they have out here. It's really cool when we get guys that start to pop up, you know, also Christopher Torin, Jansel Luis with the Diamondback, you know, that's the fun part about this, the guys that we weren't expecting and hopefully be able to share with you. So let's go over to the Florida Complex League. And Tim, I'll let you kind of take this over because you compiled this list in your lay of the land. And I would actually argue the top 3 players on this list, they compete with the Arizona Complex League side because these are 3 pretty big names. Now that I think that's where it fades, it starts to kind of come back down a little bit. But let's talk about the first couple on your FCL preview list.
Yeah, for sure. The Braves have Jose Perdomo, shortstop. He, a lot of people think he's like the best or like safest maybe of these guys who were international signees, like most well-rounded. Supposedly has a killer hit tool. So I'm looking forward to seeing that.
And he jumped. Also,
and plate skills too, like really, really strong plate skills.
And I mean, interrupt you, but he jumped. That was the thing. I think you speculated on here. Would he jump the Dominican Summer League? And that happened. And that's a big sign. And part of that is probably because of that contact-based approach, the floor that people think that exists with the bat, that they're pushing him a little bit. And that ended up happening. And he does become one of the most exciting.
Yeah, the Braves do that too. Like the Braves are almost like Padres light or something, the way that they move some of these guys. But yeah, Perdomo, just I'm really excited to see him. I think he's going to be, if you're into like, okay, I want to get someone who's almost guaranteed to be like a top 100 prospect out of all these guys, he's probably the safest out of all these guys, I would say. Number two, I've got Henry Lalanne, who's just this huge lefty for the Yankees. Of course, he's a Yankees pitcher, so he's going to have just a ton of hype all around him. So you're going to have to keep that in mind. But 6'7" lefty. So anyone, you know, like everyone's going to say, oh, you know, left Randy Johnson or whatever, just because he's a huge lefty, right? It's impossible to avoid hearing that, especially him being on the Yankees, because every Yankees prospect is the next great thing. But 38.5% swing strikeout rate last year. As he's repeating complex here, 34.1% K minus walk rate, big fastball, slider. And I think, Welsh, that there's a chance that he moves up. I mean, like, I don't know, since they moved complex up this year, like, are we going to see some of these guys? Like, I haven't looked at the full schedule to see how long the complex is lasting.
It ends until the end of July.
End of July. So when we get the draft, and guys are coming in from the draft, are we going to see like backfill? No, that's what I'd be curious about.
You're just not going to see the draft guys. That's what's stupid about this now, is the draft is like 2 weeks before the season ends. So you might get the guys come in for a final week, but you're not going to do that team. I think what you were also alluding to is how long are we going to see Henry Lalanne there?
Yeah.
I don't think long. I was going to ask you, how far is that Yankee Stadium from you? Is that one of the ones that's far?
Yeah, they're in Tampa, so it's like a 4-hour thing.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah, that's an overnighter.
Like, I think that's like, I think 2 or 3 starts. I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if it's 2 or 3 starts. I think what you're probably going to look at is that June area, maybe complex is going to make adjustments. Don't be surprised if guys stay there the whole time this go around, because they've got these tricky league type of things. They might just feel compelled to let these guys play all the way through complex. These are the rosters, not a lot of adjustments. And then, you know, they'll do these backfield tricky leagues for the new Dominican Summer League guys, the next crop. And then they'll just slowly start moving players up. So like, I would suspect guys like Perdomo, Felman, those would be the players around July are going to move up to low A. But a guy like Lalanne, he might be up, you know, by June 1st, he might have 2 or 3 starts. So I just don't think it'll be long for complex ball, but I agree. He's going to be fascinating. He's going to probably destroy hitters there. You know, big fastball guy. I'm not really sure why he's there, but yeah, I agree. This might be maybe the most exciting of all the prospects too, as far as like where the upside and where he's being built, but he would be a great one definitely to see.
Yeah, I think he's probably there for developmental reasons. Like his fastball slider are, you know, 1-2, but then like the changeup needs a little bit of work. So maybe it's developing that third pitch, or maybe it's just, hey, he's a tall, lanky dude. We want to make sure his mechanics are down pat before we just send him out to the world and make sure that he's going to be able to have a repeatable delivery. But number three, I've got Yolan Cespedes, shortstop for the Red Sox. He just destroyed DSL last year, 346, 392, 560 with 6 homers. Dude is short, though. That's the one thing to keep in mind, is like 5'8", that's pretty small dude. But You know, these guys are all still young, so I don't know. Like, I was probably kind of
jacked. I don't know if I mind the height with him, but he's kind of jacked, man. Like, I agree. It'll be interesting. Like, does he become an outfielder? Does he move to a second base or something like that? But there's a big contact power approach. Like, it looks like there's a lot of offensive upside with a guy like him.
Yeah, 25 extra base hits in 46 DSL games, which you were mentioning you want to look at doubles, right? So, like, if you're getting extra base hits, that's like the thing to watch. And he's 5'8 doing that. I mean, like, everyone's going to say, oh, you know, like, what about, you know, being that short? Is that DSL? You're in the mountains, whatever. When you come to Florida, is it going to be the same? Because down here, we're at zero sea level. So that's another thing, is that when you're comparing ACL and FCL, the offensive stats in the ACL are going to look better just naturally because it's higher elevation. Some of the parks here are just really crappy for hitters and really great for pitchers. So that's just one more thing to keep in mind. But yeah, Cespedes is an interesting one. Cardinals have Travis Honeyman, who was a third round pick last year. He was actually taken a lot. Like, he was originally supposed to be, right, in quotes, a second rounder. He was most of the draft guys had him going in the second, but the Cardinals grabbed him in the third and then he didn't play last year. So I guess it's just like injuries is what have kept him back. I don't know what, because like I said, with some of these like lower minors guys, it's impossible to find out what's wrong. Like, you can Google Travis Honeyman injury and good luck. Like, you're not gonna find anything. Good luck. But he got comps to Sal Frelick when he was drafted. And like, I've heard from Cardinals people that he's kind of like a righty version of Lars Nootbaar, where he's got like a little bit of power, a little bit of speed, good plate skills. But that's the thing for Honeyman, and he's a college guy. So that's another one that if he shows that he's healthy, he might not be there that long because he is older. Like, he's even older than Walker Martin. Pirates, Kiner Delgado. This dude is really interesting. Another, you know, tiny guy, but he's a switch hitter, jacks a ton of bags. And this is the most interesting part, maybe, is that he was a Yankees prospect, but he got traded just recently in the JT Brubaker deal, which kind of like went under the radar. Like, a lot of people don't even know that Brubaker, who was coming off Tommy John, was traded to the Yankees. But they got Kiner Delgado back. The Pirates did. And last year in the DSL, when he was a Yankees prospect, he hit 293, 414, 485.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's Upwork.com, Upwork.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
With 36 steals in 49 games. And he had 8 bombs, too, to accompany that.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Say, I like you. I like you so much, I'm going to make you my partner. All you have to do is find the gold, and I'll share it with you 50-50.
Prospect One.
Not doing the full, because we did the complex stuff, not doing a full AAA look, but we do want to point out, we had two call-ups on guys we've been talking about, and they are, one of is playing this second as we're recording this. We have Kyle Manzardo, who officially got Kyled up. My boy, the Mandalorian, hitting seventh DH, wearing number 9. He is in his first game against the Tigers, which is going to kick off in about an hour as we're recording this. And Mason Black, who is someone you've been touting, and he's destroyed the PCL. I was talking with PCP on Fantasy Pros today about it. What makes him so interesting is it's a very Zach Gallen-like approach of, wow, you are abnormally killing the PCL. Because you can look at great pitchers and they can have 4 ERAs, and I could be like, this guy's going to be a 2 ERA guy. Don't worry. You know, he's going to maintain. The PCL inflates. Mason Black has been destroying. And I got to tell you, he's out here and he's kind of dealing. He's going up against the Phillies so far, and he has got 3-inning, 2-hit line with 1 walk and 3 strikeouts through 45 pitches, holding his own as major league debut. Very deceptive on the delivery. Too. The backhand whip has this extra little punch to how he throws it, and it's a little bit extra deceptive. I know you probably, I'll probably maybe talk to Manzardo here in a second, but I know you probably want to talk about Mason Black because it's definitely been your guy.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see him up. And the funny thing is, like, this is a pretty tough matchup for his first start. I'm like, oh yeah, Mason Black, he's going to be pitching at San Francisco half of his starts, which is going to be great because that's way better than the PCL. But here he is against a really tough Phillies lineup. And the one thing that I was kind of a little concerned from a fantasy standpoint for Black is I was just wondering about the strikeouts, because usually we see around an 8% dip in K rate from AAA when they hit the majors, which puts them at around 21% K rate, which isn't that great. But if he can, you know, like 3 Ks already in 3 innings, if he can end up around the 24% K rate or so, he's going to put up, you know, good enough K numbers. And then also, he's, like you mentioned, is very good at run prevention. That's what he's doing, 101 ERA so far in the PCL. So if he can give you good ratios and then just, you know, a K per 9 or whatever, he's going to be very solid for the rest of the year. And people just spent a ton of money on Christian Scott, like tons of buku bucks.
And right? They kind of should have, but you should probably should have got ahead of it a little bit. Like, it was kind of a bummer watching him do his thing and then having to spend instead of being someone that could have been proactive prior to it, because I thought Christian Scott looked phenomenal. Like, just, I was impressed through and through how he threw his sweeper, the way his fastball rode, didn't drop a ton of splitters in there, slider a little bit more cutter. Like, I thought he was poised and he was commanding and he's deserving of it. But to your actual point, it stinks paying a whole bunch in a redraft perspective for a guy like Christian Scott. And you're alluding to, like, you know, Mason Black might have some similar tenets of production for almost nothing comparatively. I just don't know if he can stick around. I gotta be honest with you, man. I had put Mason Black under Carson Wisenhunt, even though Carson Wisenhunt was a lower level, because I kind of thought they might prioritize bringing a lefty up. Carson Wisenhunt looks about ready. He has been as phenomenal. I think he's a much better strikeout option. I think it's like a 6% higher swinging strike rate. I think Carson Wisenhunt has a much more fantasy appeal. And I just thought there was a slight chance that they could even jump Mason Black for Carson Wisenhunt, but they didn't do it. But I still don't know what that means for the longevity of Mason Black sticking around, though.
I think it's kind of smart to have Mason Black in there, because you already have Harrison and Snell, or more volatile types in the rotation.
Well, you don't have Snell, but I know what you mean.
Yeah. When you have Snell, you have Snell. But, like, you don't want Logan Webb to feel like he's the guy that has to pitch X amount of innings every single time out, because you're going to have Harrison, who has his 4 or 5 inning starts. You're going to have Snell where he gets rocked and he's not going to go 6, 7 innings. And then Logan Webb feels like, oh, I have to pitch X amount of innings because I have to save the bullpen from just getting completely destroyed. So I think it's good to get a guy in there who's going to be more of like a innings and okay, product, like I'm going to come in here and get productive outs. I don't care what way they're going to be, than a guy who's trying to strike out the world. Because Wiesenhunt, like even when you watch him now, he's trying to strike everybody out and he does a very good job of it. But you can only have so many of those types in your rotation and, you know, keep getting by.
I mean, it's a good way to say it. I think it's one of the best changeups I've seen in baseball. Like, I think if you're looking at Mason Black and Carson Wiesenhunt, there's a one pitcher that has a definitively better pitch, like a distinctively great pitch, and it's Wiesenhunt. But Mason Black looks great. He's, you know, he's not walking a bunch of guys, at least as we're saying this, and he's going to get lit up here in a second. But he's looked pretty good. But Kyle Manzardo, this is the one I'm very excited about. I just don't know if I love the reasoning. Like it took Stephen Kwan to get hurt for them to come up. And then now they make the decision. Let's try like David Fry in the outfield and let's try Floreal and let's do all this stuff. And that doesn't make me feel great because when Kwan comes back, technically Manzardo is going to eat up that DH spot. And there seems to be something about Vogt wanting, like Bogman was saying this to me on ITL, like, you know, they want guys to not sit for too long. So that does make me worry a little bit about the longevity. But what you have to love is Manzardo's going to be like Stephen Vogt's favorite player. Like, he's a big masher, lefty bat with huge power, who understands the strike zone, doesn't strike out 17% in the minors, walks double digit percentage of the time. He's an impact bat. If he doesn't struggle, I think it's good. I don't know if he does, if there's a lot of wiggle room. I mean, I still think it's ridiculous that Brennan and Floreal and stuff are sticking around. Like, let him cook, let him develop, let him go.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Make the bet. Not that this matters for like dynasty hunters and stuff, but I'm going to make the bet that Manzardo's sticking around from a redraft perspective. But this is the payoff for dynasty owners. And I'm going to hold tight. I'm not going to freak out if I'm a dynasty owner if there are any struggles right now, because I really do believe Manzardo has shown the ability to come back from adversity and improve himself continuously. And this short season has been a really great version of it. And I would, you know, from redraft, I take him over Kershaw and Joey Lupercito and stuff like that. But this is a big win and I'm hyper excited about it. I don't know if you have any takes or things you're looking for Adam Manzardo.
Yeah.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
It's full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt balls.
Yeah, I think as long as he doesn't come up and pull a Jackson Holiday, he's going to be locking that spot in. Like, I don't expect Esteban Floreal to outproduce Manzardo. And it's good to see him getting the opportunity, because it would have really sucked if they called him up and then he was riding the bench like Kjerstad. So it's good to see him actually getting in there in the lineup the first day. And as long as they give him the opportunity, I think he's going to cook. So I'm just looking forward to that. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, when is Junior Caminero going to come up now? Because like, that's like the one where it's like, this dude is ready and the Rays are trying to play their contract games. And it's annoying. It's just annoying.
I don't even know if it's that. Someone sent an article to me this weekend about, I don't know, how the Rays might really push it further. And he has missed time. I think he's only like 17 games so far this year, all at third base, by the way. So there's no shortstop in there. That is just going to be at the expense. I mean, I still think it's super easy. Isak Paredes goes and he's the DH with occasional maybe first and thirds. And Caminero's the third baseman. You don't worry about the rest of the stuff. But it really does seem like they're going to simmer on things for quite some time. And it's annoying. It is annoying for the hold. But at least Manzardo is up. All right, let's dive in to the prospect 10. I really like this first name that's put on here. in Harrison Ford. Yes, Harry Ford. Harry Ford is on here, who's had some slow starts. Offensively, has actually just had some slow runs in general. Not the case, at least for this past week. His season totals, it's actually pretty good. 7 stolen bases, hitting .261. Really great walk percentage to K percentage. I've always thought Harry could be one of those guys that ends up coming off the position and would be like a 2020 type of player, like a good Dalton Varsho. As time has gone on, I've seen the commitment they have to him as a catcher, that's not going to happen. I love the stolen bases. I really worry about the inconsistencies of the bat, yet they're more driven in a Edward Julian, like high K, high walk percentage in, you know, the finickiness of how he wants to hit. But talk to us about Harry Ford.
Yeah, Harry Ford shot first this week. 10 for 21, 6 extra base hits, 3 homers, and 4 steals with 9 walks to go on top of it. This dude, I was watching some video of him this year against some video of last year, and I'm just like, his swing this year has definitely gotten quicker. So you can tell that he's done some work with the bat speed, because like if you just check out video back to back of him this year and then last year, that swing is a lot quicker this year. I think he's probably on a mission now where he spent, what was it? He spent the whole year at high A last year, and everyone's like, why is this guy not in double A? And I think now he's just like, okay, I'm close enough. I can make the jump. Like, I'm going to, you know, make it happen. And so I love that we're seeing this from him. He was doing fine before this week, but this week really makes those numbers kind of stand out.
I'm hopeful for her. I felt like I used to be a lot more hopeful. The average is kind of dipped. He did have 100 walks last year. I do think he can be a 15-15, maybe a Key Brian Hayes of a catcher type of player. I really am worried about him being and having a consistent bat. I mean, I know he's worked a lot on that. The way the team has also moved him has been kind of odd to me. He didn't do a whole lot in complex league, and he was eating a lot of stuff outside of the zone. And I guess that's tapering down a tiny bit this year, but it's very optimistic right now. So we can be optimistic about Harry Ford. He is a counting stats guy, which is super exciting. So I think, and I believe if you see the batting average start to maintain as he moves levels, that's going to be a better sign, because I do love that he's walking more. I like that the K percentage, if it sticks around that 20, then maybe at the major league level, it's like, oh, he's a 25K, 10% walk guy who is stealing. And he, if the contact was there, he'd be a more prototypical number two hitter. Number two on the prospect 10 is another catcher. Probably not going to be a catcher when it all is said and done. Samuel Basayo with the Baltimore Orioles, who, like Harry Ford, kind of a mediocre season total. He's got a sub 300 OBP, which is not great. His strikeout rate is not great. 25%. It's not horrible, not great. He's hitting .260, 5 homers, 2 stolen bases. But this past week, Tim, things starting to alter a little bit as far as the big power production and the big bat production goes for Basayo.
Yeah, we're starting to see it come together a little bit now, because he only has 5 homers in the season. He hit 4 of them last week. 8 for 24 with 5 extra base hits, 4 bombs, 1 steal.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.